For the next set of results for its second quarter.
That's right. Our Asia business editor, Eunice Yoon, joins us now with more on that. And is this the Michael Dell effect? What's driving the profits here?
Well, what's driving the profit is better sales of servers as well as storage systems, and also they're benefiting from lower component costs, components being memory chips, disk drives that are in your computers. Now, that, of course, is helping to boost the earnings by 46%, and the revenues were also higher at $14.8 billion. And, of course, all of this is very positive for Dell because, as you guys know, Dell has fallen on very hard times. Last year, they had to deal with a massive battery recall. Also, they've been in the midst of a year-long accounting probe, which has led to a shakeup of their management. The CEO, Kevin Rollin, who is now the former CEO, was given the boot, and Michael Dell ended up coming in to try to take the helm.
The cavalry.
Yeah, do you think this turnaround is sustainable, though, and any chances it might overtake HP at any point?
Oh, man, I think that's really early to say, too early to say, but Michael Dell himself said that right now they're really at too early a stage to be able to say exactly what they're going to do. Of course, they've set out achievable targets, and they really hope to reclaim that pole position. What people are saying is that you have to give them a little bit of time in order to reach those targets because they are trying to do their best. I mean, they shed thousands of jobs. They've also had to deal with many production delays, especially with their new line of color computers. But one of the things that is a positive sign is that this is the second quarter in a row that they have been able to report better than expected results.
It's interesting. I guess the great unknown here is the state of the economy, and more and more people are talking about perhaps a recession even in the second half in the U.S. So what is the outlook for the PC industry for the second half? What are they saying?
Well, Dell is saying that they see the cost of components starting to slow, like the rate at which because right now they're benefiting because they're so cheap, but they're actually probably going to be declining at a slower pace. So that could hurt the profits at Dell as well as at HP and some of the other computer makers. So one of the things though that people are watching is its relationship now with Walmart, because as you guys know, Dell has really made a name for itself because of its direct sales model. You know, you could call them up, you could buy a computer on the internet, and that's really what gave them that number one position. But they lost it to HP, at least around the world, because so many people would buy HP computers in the stores. And so a lot of analysts want to see how this relationship works out.